This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's expanded monkeypox dashboard shows the group currently most at risk are young adult men around Denver. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
We are seeing that the greatest risk at this time is among gay, bisexual, or other men who have sex with men.
Cases rose from 2 in May to almost 170 now. 6 people are hospitalized, though no one has died. Nearly 77% of cases are in people who identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Colorado's number one eviction firm is being sued. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the firm helps quickly evict tenants who are late on rent.
In August, a class action lawsuit was filed against Cheddar Sulzer PC, a law firm. The complaint argues Cheddar Sulzer included attorney fees and late fees in eviction notices. However, failure to pay either is not a legal reason to evict a renter. The lawsuit claims the practice was deceitful and violated recently passed renter protections. Cheddar plans to aggressively defend itself against the allegations and says it acted appropriately. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado has enjoyed a lot of seasonal monsoon rain over the last week. The moisture has improved drought conditions in some places. Northern sections of the Front Range Mountains and the southern region near the Sangre de Cristo Mountains are drought-free, but the overall drought picture hasn't changed much. More than half of Colorado is covered by drought. Pockets of extreme and exceptional drought still linger in the southwest and northeastern corner. Right now in Denver, it's 87 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.